Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
33 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
28 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Clear.
27 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
25 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
31 degrees.
W8SSR, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
33 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Sunny.
37 degrees.
Uh, KCHVHA mobile monitoring, name's Dick.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 44 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
K8ICB monitoring.
Hey, Dick, back to you.
Dick, yeah, this is Bob here in Emily City, K8ICB. You know, I don't have my phone with me. What is your call again?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Hotel Alpha.
All right, Victor Hotel Alpha. All right, yeah. Hold on a minute. Yeah, I just got my radio in my new car. It was in my old car, and I finally got it hooked up. How's the thing coming out your way?
Well, you're coming in strong. I'm just going under Elba Road right now.
Okay, would you be on I-69?
That's correct.
Okay, I'm probably a little farther away from the repeater here. I'm in my vehicle, and I'm kind of in a higher area, as far as Emily City goes. So, yeah, you sounded good, too. Well, I appreciate the compact, and how's your day going?
Oh, today's going pretty good. I just took a load of trees. Oak logs, about 9 foot long, 4 of them down to my son in grass lake, and I'm just on my way home, and I'm driving a Ford, one of them new aluminum ones, actually it's a 2020, but with a magnetic mount, which, you know, doesn't normally work, but On Amazon, I bought about a 3.5-inch square plate with double-faced tape on it, and it seems to work pretty good.
Great. Well, good. You made it work. Great. Yeah. I'm lucky I have a metal roof. So I got 2 magnet mounts up there. I got an 11-meter, which I can easily change into a 10-meter magnet mount. And then this little 2-meter, 77-meter diamond antenna, I think it is, or comet, I'm not sure. But, yeah, just, you know, you're a 50 watts, ICOM ID 5100. And, yeah, so I'm glad to be back on 2 meters.
Sounds good. I've just got the one antenna up there, the, you know, 2 meter 440. So it works pretty good.
Good deal. Well, that's what it's all about. Yeah. Do you do HF as well?
I have. I haven't done much of it recently. I have an HF set up that, with a G5RV up about 40 foot. But I really haven't used it much in the last year.
Oh, well, very nice. Yeah. What kind of radio is hooked to the G5RV?
450, I think it's, I'm not sure what it is. I don't think it's Yaesu. I forget what it was, but it's a 450, like a T450.
Maybe a Kenwood TS450?
No, it's for sure not Kenwood.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. You know, how long you been a ham?
Just a little over 20 years.
Well, that's all, huh? I'm going on 4. I'm a baby.
Okay, well, I was always going to do this and didn't manage to get it done until I retired.
You say you've been retired for 20 years?
Yeah, I think it's 22 years now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm, and I have 3.5 more years to go, and then I'm going to retire at age 70. So I'm 66 now. So, you know, I managed to, you know, I live alone, so I don't have a wife or a girlfriend, and I have lots of time, and my hobbies is what keeps me going. So this is my main one right now, but I have at least 3 or 4 other ones I would like to do and just don't seem to have the time. It's that thing called work is in a way.
Yeah, well, I've been retired like 22 years and I retired at 65. And so I'm getting up there now and I'm married and I've got some other things I'd like to do too, but finding the time right now, I spend most of my time getting rid of the leaves. But that's a yearly thing, of course.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I work on that occasionally. Yeah, I have some trees that drop lots of leaves. So lots of trees, lots of leaves. So I got a zero turn, and I chop them up now with that thing. And it's a lot easier. Oh, geez, so much easier. But, I do that. What else? My newest one is collecting records. I only collect 78 RPM records, you know, the old thick ones.
Yeah, well, I've got a record player that plays the old thick ones before 78. They're like quarter inch thick. And I've got a few of those that I've had for... I think I got this record player when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Oh, are those the Edison discs?
I don't know what they're called. I think it's an Edison record player, one you crank. And the the sound coming through a speaker with no wires or anything.
Yeah, I think they're called Edison Diamond Discs, and they, you know, your regular records, they go laterally, meaning side to side, and the Edison ones go up and down, Hill and Dale, they call it. And, yeah, it's just how the needle is oriented. The needle has to go straight down on it, where with the other one, the needle would go more on like a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, well, this record player, when it was new, it came with two, heads. One with an up and down one, and one was at an angle. But when I received it, the one at an angle was parts that were missing, so I've only been able to play the other kind of records, but and I haven't played in years, but it's kind of interesting to have something so old that, and it was old when I got it, okay? so I don't know, it must be pushing 100 or something.
Oh yeah, oh definitely. I think, I'm not sure when those stopped making those, but probably at least in the 20s, I'm sure. But yeah, I collect the other kind. They go back to 1900. I do have one or two that's from 1901. And it's just cool having something that old that you can still hear.
That's pretty cool. I've still got a stereo and some records also, but I can't say I've played it in a while, but with XM radio and stuff like that, you end up not taking the time to do it, I guess.
Yes, it is an effort, and especially when you only hear one song at a time, and you got to get up and take the needle off and take the record off, put another one on, put the needle back where it goes, and then and start listening to the next song. It is more of an effort, but I feel you're more engaged in the music when you do that because of the effort, you know? I seem to sit and listen more intently.
You're probably right. Of course, the XM radio I probably do mostly in the car, and the other way you've got a choice of what you want to hear, more than just the station you're on, so that probably makes it nice also. Songs you remember from way back.
Now, your way back is probably 20 years different than my way back. Are we talking early 50s?
I don't know. Probably the, well, I got records probably they're that old. I know when my wife's father died, he had a bunch of records, and we ended up going down on Grand River someplace and sold them at a record shop. That was, of course, years ago.
Yeah, yeah. In my earliest musical memories, I was born in 58, so, you know, when I was maybe 3 or 4, I felt lucky that I was the fourth of 4 kids. So I had older brothers and sisters that played music, and I was hearing what they were listening to rather than just hearing what my parents would play. So I heard it all. You know, I heard the later doo-wop stuff, and, you know, then the Beatles started up, and then my parents, you know, they were the big band generation, and they, you know, like I guess you'd call it adult music back then. You know, they had new artists, but it was geared towards adults, not teenagers. So, you know, I heard all of that. You know, Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, Annie Williams, Terry Como, that kind of stuff.
Now, it's something, there's a difference in time now. I mean, when I was growing up, probably till I was about 16 or something like that, we didn't have television either, and we finally my brother and I both had paper routes, and we put our money together and bought a used TV that had a big magnifying glass on the front of it. So now you got the little flat screens.
Can you guess what year that was when you bought that TV?
Oh, it must have been probably 53 or something.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, that's pretty early in the TV. You know, I know it kind of started, got going in the late 40s and, the early 50s. And in the sets were, nothing like they have today, that's for sure. But, wow. So how big was that screen, would you guess?
Without the magnifying glass, it was 7-inch.
Okay. When I was a kid, in the basement, we had a big TV. We only had one TV. And I think it was a 19-inch black and white. It was fairly big, you know, for the time. So that was really nice. Of course, you know, it just had the 2 through 13 channel. And then we got a smaller one, maybe around, 1969 or so, that had UHF, and that was black and white as well, but that I could watch Channel 50, that was so nice.
My brother bought a motorhome here a few years ago. In fact, I think it was his second motorhome that he bought, he's full-time RV, and when he was at home, he had one television in the house, and he buys this motorhome, and now he's got three in his motorhome.
Yeah, hey, I just got a phone call. Can you stand by for a little bit? This won't be too long. K8ICB here.
I have to stand by. KC8VHA.
Wipe away Zulu Tango Papa Mobile.
This is KC8VHA. Also mobile heading north on 24.
KC8VHA, this is K8VPP westbound on 75.
Okay, well, you're a ways away, but you're coming in great. So I'm just almost getting to my home place. So I got a little bit farther to go. Back to you.
175, heading for the 475 interchange. I'm probably hitting the 147.38 repeater, which is probably hooked up to the, 16625, I think.
I don't know, I can usually get this one from Flint area, so that's about how far I get. I tried to hit it from Fenton, and it hit the repeater, but all I got was kind of static back.
Well, I couldn't be able to hit this one from the time I pull out of work to when I actually get in Flint. But normally this is linked to a different repeater, so I don't know who I'm talking to half the time.
Now, of course, this is the Lapeer repeater, 3 miles east of Lapeer. Plus, I guess now we've got some repeating repeaters a couple areas north, I think Mayville and Burnside or something like that. And also, we're here in that area, you get the signal gets repeated. Something we just added recently.
Barely hit the pier one outside of my driveway, my mag mount. Inside the house, I can't hit it. So I wonder if with the Burnside and Maryville reflectors up and running, maybe I'm hitting those instead of the actual pier one.
That could be because they're both up and running. We had a meeting last night, and they were showed a map of where they were located, and they're talking about eventually maybe having one farther south, down towards the county line, but they haven't got that going yet.
Maybe if I ever get an antenna on my actual roof, I can actually hit it without hitting a reflector.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 51 degrees.
I got it turning in front of me. After the message on the radio. So good talking to you. I'm about to my home, so maybe we'll catch you later. This is KCHVHA back to you.
Well, sir, you enjoy the rest of your day. I'll still be mobile. This is KEHZTP. Clear.
Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring. KV80, all you mobile.
KB8OLE. W5JER Mobile.
KB8OLE.
Hey, how you doing? This is Jeremy, W5JER.
Vanity call. I'm doing all right. I'm coming in LaPierre Machine, heading towards North Branch.
Well, I sound pretty good. I'm over here at Elva Lynch. Off of Roots Lake. Picking up the kiddos.
The weather's supposed to get kind of nasty on us. I don't know if I'm liking that.
Yeah, I can't really complain. It's been pretty nice the last few days anyway, so bring it on.
Right, yeah, it's kind of unseasonably warm. I can't complain, that's for sure. It should have been snowing by now. I'm not ready for none of it either way.
Yeah, I haven't put the plow on the four-wheeler yet, so hopefully it holds off for another few weeks. At least a couple anyway. But, yeah, it's been beautiful. I can't complain, and I actually cut the grass on the 29th of October. That was the latest I've ever cut the grass, so it's pretty interesting weather, to say the least.
I'm debating mowing mine one last time.
Well, I think I can say it's safe to say I can park it. But, yep, got everything changed up on it, ready to go for the spring. So, hopefully, our weird weather holds off and lets her stay in the garage for the rest of the season. But, I don't know if I like it or don't, but it's just kind of odd either way, you know?
We're getting to the top of the sunspot cycle. Let's see how it goes. Space weather is Earth weather, whether anybody wants to believe it or not. Hopefully this is, hopefully it isn't shifted around and this is going to be the, that'd be close to the 44th anniversary of the blizzard, 78. Maybe a year or two either way. I don't know exactly when that would hit, but two full sunspot cycles from then, 44 years or so, 48 years, something like that. But it's been a weird one. It's kind of nice to play the low bands when the sunspots start rocking like this.
Gotta help the kids get in the car here real quick. W5JER standing by.
Hey, yeah, I'll probably be bailing out of here shortly. I gotta carry all the materials into this job. KB8OOE.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 49 degrees.
KE8YGZ, monitoring.
KE8YCV, KC8JBK.
Yes, good afternoon. This is KE8YGZ. How are you today?
Oh, KE, is it KE or KC?
It is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor.
Okay, KE8YCV. Okay, gotcha. Or YGV, I'm sorry. I've got a friend that's got that same call, only on a suffix. It's YCV, and I thought that might have been him out there. And I just happen to have the radio on here. Kilo Charlie 8 Julia Bravo Kilo is my call.
Well, I'm mobile right now, so I won't write that down, but I do have a little good news here. I'm sorry I'm not your buddy, but my name is Russ, and I also had slash AG. I passed my general exam yesterday.
Well, that's good news. Glad to hear it. Congratulations, Russ. That's always good to hear. And, no, that's okay. I just happened to hear that call, and I heard it wrong. I was across on the other side of the room, and just heard you out there. And I just wanted to check back with you, make sure you know your equipment's working okay.
Well, I appreciate that. It's nice to know everything's working.
Yep. Where are you mobile at?
Right now I'm on Lippincott Road, just west of M15 in Davidson.
Okay, well, you're doing real good. I'm on the Lapeer repeater. I don't know if it's linked in today or not. And I don't get on here too much. I live in Lapeer, but I don't get on the repeater too much. But maybe you're on one of the flat repeaters.
No, I'm on the Lapeer repeater, 146.02, 420 or 4, whatever it is.
Yeah, 146.620 is the output. Well, really good. You got a great signal.
Well, that's great. I appreciate that. Yeah, you're coming in very strong as well. And now, do you belong to the Lapeer Radio Club?
No, I used to, but I kind of dropped out here, oh, probably 6-7 years ago. I've been a ham since the late 90s and kind of got out of it. I was working a lot. I worked on the railroad and retired now, but I was gone so much I just didn't have time to be on the radio. So I was a conductor, so I was back and forth all the time. So, just in the last year or so, I've got reintroduced to it. So it's been kind of fun.
Yeah, that's 1990. That's my interest spiked when I first wanted to learn about it was back in the 80s, late 80s and early 90s, and I just never had the time. I was raising the children and working, and I'm retired now, and about almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, I decided to, okay, well, now I got time, I'm going to do it. So.
Well, you're cutting out now, so you might want to mark that down where you're at. You're dropping out of the repeater. So, but it's been good talking to you, and always good to hear a new ham out there. And great congratulations on your general test. That's just terrific. So, we'll say 7-3 if you can still copy me, okay, and. Hope you have a good rest of the afternoon. It's almost evening, so days are getting shorter, my friend. 7-3s to the KCHABK. Name is Charlie, by the way.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees.
NAXP, WARC.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 45 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.
CFABOT testing.
CEFAB, East Ottawa, yep.
Good copy. I appreciate that. I was actually checking to see how I was hitting the repeater tonight. I've been playing with my antenna a little bit. KF8BOT.
Roger. Copy that. BOT, you got SCV, KE8SCV, Steve up here in East Ottawa. That was beautiful.
Good copy. I'm at my home in Holland, trying to play with a dual-band Yagi that I've been slowly trying to get aimed towards the pier.
I copy that. Yeah, I got a little fire in the wire here with a little bit of the amplifier. Yeah, sounds great.
Thank you, sir. I am going to hop back off and do a little bit more tuning before it starts getting rain. But I appreciate it. This is KF8BOT, and I am 73 for a little bit.
Yeah, anyway, I had a bunch of crackling on there. I don't know if it's your side or my side, but not your side going. But anyway, yeah, it's not a pretty good. Maybe this evening will be clear a little bit. Thank you.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees.